indeed. Father, thank you. What do we wish when we get started when we get people out here? Okay, let's have your attention, man. Complete attention. Not part of your attention, but all of your attention. What is your religion? Your religion is Islam, and Islam, and you are called Muslim. What is a Muslim? A person that prays five times a day. Okay, you have one. A person that prays five times a day. And what's that?
One God.
A person that believes in one God. You have some more. Okay, what else? What is a Muslim?
A righteous.
A righteous person? A Muslim should be righteous. It's a Muslim can't be righteous, but he's righteous. A Muslim is a person who wants to be righteous. He's guilty. Islam is a righteous religion, and Muslims are people who strive to be good and right. A Muslim is one who obeys God, even though it's against what he wants, or she wants. Maybe at the time you would like to put something in our mouth that we shouldn't put in our mouth, because of something else. Maybe at the time you might want to curse somebody out. But a Muslim is a one who, when something wrong comes into his mind, he thinks about what Allah wants, what the Almighty Creator wants. And he obeys the Creator even though it's against what he wants. That's the meaning of a Muslim. Obedient to God, whether we like it or not. And that's because we love Allah better than we love the things that take us away from obedience. If we love Allah more than we love niggas, more than we love titans, more than we love filth, and vulgar language, then we will turn away from those things to please Allah. And that's the meaning of Muslim. Muslim is one who turns away from the bad things to please Allah. And when we do that, we please ourselves too, don't we? We find that it's the best way to live. Who can lead us in a bank up, the opening prayer? I want a little girl this time to lead us in our family house, the opening prayer. The Lord's Prayer of the Muslim. So this little girl will lead us. Do I have a little girl? All my girls are asking for it. Well, the girls are not going to make a good show on today. We're advocating equality of the sexes over here, and you girls are letting me down right on TV. Okay, let's have the young man right here with the red girl. So, we just in prayer. Complete silence. Now he's just recited the Santa Hart. What is our Santa Hart called in English? Just tell me, yeah. No, all of the prayer is called in the name. The opening chapter of what? The whole Quran. And what is the whole Quran? The book of God. Are there any more books of God? Well, tell me, no one did. I think he's going to be on. Who said Bible? Very good. The Bible. So the Bible, the New Testament, the Torah, Quran, these are teachings of God, that God gave who? Who did God give these teachings to? Who did our Lord give the teachings to? The prophet. The prophet. So we believe in Allah, don't we? What else are we supposed to believe in? What else all Muslims are supposed to believe in other than Allah? Prophets, what else? Angels, what else? What books? Right. Scripture. Only the book that God gave the prophet. Is that right? Very good. Can you tell me something else we're supposed to read next? Now, we had all this. You said books, messengers, the messengers are prophets? Right, that's correct. Well, life after death. That is true. Do we believe dead people will come back and walk among us on earth? All right, okay. But we do believe in life after death, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, very good. Any more beliefs that you know? These are fundamental beliefs. The first things that we should believe as Muslims. The girl here, can you tell me? Angel, yes, an angel. Well, there is an important thing that touches all of our lives, though whether we believe or not, and there's nobody mentioning that. Yes. Well, reward, reward, and punishment. What's your name? Abdel Karim? Abdel Karim what? Muhammad. Now, I bless you and all these bright students here who are asking this question so correctly and so nice with something on TV. All right, you can continue now. Maybe we'll get more questions. All right. So let us talk about the one question. Okay, I give you 30 seconds. You want to have a minute to finish the conversation? Okay, I'll wait for you. I'll show you how silent I can be. But 30 seconds. I'm not going to interrupt your time at this moment. Okay, you have 30 seconds now. You only have 20 more seconds, you're not talking. I wouldn't even be this quiet when I'm talking. You have 10 more seconds to talk. Five, three, two, one, complete time. Okay? Now, you want to talk about the belief again. And the main one you want to talk about today is the belief in reward and punishment. Can anybody tell me more about that belief? That's not the full definition of that belief, You said reward and punishment, but it's more than that. We believe that Allah has created and made everything. Everything, including ourselves, our minds, our hearts, everything. That Allah has made everything so that it rewards or it punishes us. Now, it rewards, what do you mean by reward? When I say it rewards me, what do I mean? Anybody can tell me? Now, we know reward can be good and bad, but when we talk about reward and punishment as a belief, you're not using it in the bad sense. So what are we talking about? Is that when I say Allah either made things to either reward or to punish? Right. What is reward? What do you mean by reward? Yes. Reward, by reward you mean payment or benefit, getting something for the good that we do. That's what we mean when we say reward in this particular sense for Muslims, for the law, reward and punishment. And we talked about the beginning in Arabic. We talked about it for myth when we gave the languages in Arabic. And it's Fadr, Kayyuzi, or Sabuzi. Fadr means the power or the law. Sabuzi, Kayyuzi, or Sabuzi. Kayyuzi means goodness. Goodness. Any good thing, any good benefit, any good feeling. Sometimes we're not paid with money, we're not paid with food, we're not paid with a new car or some clothes. Sometimes it's a good feeling we get. Allah gives us a good feeling. So because we have done something good or we have something good in us. If we have no good in us, we can't get a good feeling. Anybody who can get a good feeling must have some good in them. Do you believe that? Yes. It can't be all bad that they made a good killing. There must be something good there. So Allah has made the whole creation, everything, so that it rewards and it punishes us. It rewards us when we use it as Allah wants us to use it. It punishes us when we use it against the way Allah wants us to use it. Alcohol. Is it bad for everything? No. They use it in the clinic. The doctor use it. The nurse use it. It's good for medicine. But it's bad to make your mind crazy, right? It's bad to make your mind go get it. But it's good for the medicine and the clinic and the factory. It's used for a lot of good things. But a lot of people don't drink it. You don't want to drink it. And the Quran, Allah says, "Inna al-khamru," purely intoxicating things, that means liquor, reefer, hashish, grass, goat grass, all forms of narcotics. Anything that makes your mind go crazy, or makes you think, or makes you lose control of your mind, Allah says that those things, "Inna al-khamru," and "Ansar," Ritzum in Amnesty Psalm, that these things, such as liquor, intoxicating things, are of the making, of the creation, of the Shaitan. Now who is the Shaitan? Who can tell me who Shaitan is? Satan. Who is Satan? The devil. Who is the devil? Yes? Now, if a person is crazy, he can't be the devil. The devil is a liar. He's very smart. And that's how come he's the devil. He's smart enough to use evil in such a way that the average person can't catch him in his trick. So you said a person, and that's very good, but not a crazy person. A crazy person is a crazy person is a sick person. Who can tell us some more about the devil? What is the devil? What is Satan in devil? Satan in Arabic is the word for Satan. And someone says Satan is devil. That's right. And who can tell me some more about the devil? Anyone? Anyone want to tell me some more? Yes. Evil? Evil. Evil. Okay, let's remember two things now. Somebody said evil, bad, that's true. The devil is a mind, a mentality, a person with that kind of mind, who's evil and bad, tricky, but also smart. 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 A fool can't be a devil. You have to be smart to trick people. The devil is a powerful trickster. Powerful trickster. He can trick you. And the devil is the devil only he? No. You say the devil is a man? Who's that? The devil is any intelligent being who uses his mind, his intelligence, against God's way. And uses it to trick people away from God's way to the wrong way. Now we understand? So now, there are big devils in little devils. The biggest devils in man, he is the biggest of all the devils. He's the smartest of all the devils. He's called Satan. Is Satan one being, one person? No. You can go kill them all. I never told them. No, Satan is not one being or one person. Satan is the kind of evil mind, evil intention that is in maybe me, maybe you, maybe somebody there, can be in many people. Is that right? And when that evil kind of tricky mind is in people, they are devils. And if they become very wise at it, if they become so wise at it, that they know how to take God's word and change God's word and make people believe God's word, pardon me, the devil's word is God's word. If they're smart enough to make God's word look like, their word look like God's word. So if they can take the Quran or the Bible and teach it to you and make you think that what they're saying is from God, but it really is not. It's their own wicked mind. Now, I'm telling you, that's Satan. That's the chief Satan. Now, the other is a little smaller, a little weaker. It's the devil. And then you have some who are stupid, but they do dirty things on them. They do evil, they kill for no reason. They act filthy, they're always making people unhappy. Now they're doing this, probably more trouble maybe than the devil. But they're ignorant. Are they thinking?
No.
No. Satan must be in trouble. Here they came in trouble. Are they the devil?
No.
They're the devil imps. The devil imps. Meaning that they copy the evil that they are. They don't know, they don't. They're the imps, the fools, or the devil. So don't think the devil is anything to play with. The devil is lying. The foolish person, you can laugh at the foolish person, but never laugh at the devil. They don't dare laugh at Satan. You might trick you with your laugh. You might, right through your laugh, he might get you. So he's that smart. He can make you laugh yourself right away from your religion. So, I think we understand now. Do we believe that the devil is something that Allah created?
No.
No. Allah never created the devil. Allah created the world, the natural world, the human beings, the natural people, and all the animals, and everything. But Allah did not create the devil. We let the devil come into us. The devil is a kind of mind, a kind of thinking that we let come into us and take over our mind, take over our good mind. If we give our good mind to evil things, to wicked things, to destructive things, to hatred, to violence, to meanness, then we're giving our mind to a form that we call Satan, devil, devil's spirit. But actually, God never created any devil. Can you kill the devil?
No.
You can't kill the devil?
Well, I think I
killed
a whole lot of devils.
You can't kill the devil. When you kill the devil, does the devil
bleed?
He can't.
You
say yes. No, when you kill the devil, he doesn't bleed. Or she doesn't bleed. If anything comes out, it's a lie. So when you're killing the devil, it means forcing the person to see right and stop being evil and wrong. That's how we do it. You? Your wife? Well, we'll let him kill his wife after we kill him. If we can kill his evil doing and make him be good, then he'll kill his wife's bad doing and make him good, right? And that's how we kill devils. Now let us go to the board and see if we can read from Aristotle.
Am I to see my mother?
Yes. Yes, the only thing you can hate, I mean, I mean hate a lot of people, I don't have any hate.
I'm ready to make an airplane.
An airplane? Well, one that flies up there, or one that flies on here?
Okay, you didn't go.
It's
Okay. We have to believe a number of things. I want to write something here. I'm going to see if you can read what I'm writing. Who can read this for me? Who knows what this word is? Tell me.
Allah.
Allah. Okay. Do you remember the rules I gave you, some rules I gave you for these letters? Okay, this letter here is like an R, okay? So if I put a sign like this, it's pronounced rock, rock, okay? If I put a sign like this, it's pronounced rich, rich. If I put one like this, how is it pronounced?
Very good.
And this letter here is like an S. If I give it a mark like this on the top, how is it pronounced? Set. Set, like an S. Set. And if I give it a mark under like that, how is it pronounced? Sheep. Right. Now, if I give it this one, how is it pronounced? Sheep. Okay, so we have root, foot, this one now. This is pronounced like an L, right? If I give it a mark like this, it's lick, right? A mark over like that, left, left. And a mark like this would be what? Look, look. Okay. All right, so we'll leave the L up there. Let's go back here now. So this is look, look. Rasul. What is Rasul? Rasul. Yes, listen. Ra, long one, like the one we talked about. You remember I said, da. You remember? Let's see if you know how to read this for me. I think you can read it. That's why you're so shy. Okay, very good. All right. So this is Rasul, and then Rasul. Rasul, right? Rasul is messenger. One messenger. Messenger is what? There's another name for messenger of Allah. Prophet. Prophet, that's right. So here we have Rasul. Rasul is many. Rasul means many messengers of Allah. So we believe in Allah. Rasul is his messenger. Rasul is his messenger. That is his prophet too, that is saying. And three, we believe in what? Kutubihi. Kutubihi. And Kutubihi means what? His book. His book. That's right. And who knows what this word is? What is this word? Who knows?
A.
Hmm?
He.
Who that? Who can read this word? Kitab. Kitab. And what is Kitab? Book. Somebody said book, right? Book. Kitab is book. Kutub. Book. Kutub is book.
preach books. We were allowed books. For Allah gave for the prophets to get to us. Those things were put in the books, and we call them Bible, Quran, Gospel, and Quran. Right? Okay, so we believe in his books. Put what we need. One book, he says. More than one book, put it. Messengers are prophets, Rasul. More than one, listen. You see? Okay, we need something else now. I'll put something else. We believe in life. And highly, the life. Right?
Life.
Now, if we believe in life after death, do we believe in life? Certainly. Now, some people think that believe in life after death means that you should believe that you're going to live again after you die. But God wants you to believe in life. That's the important thing, to believe in life. Life now and life after. All right? It's Hayat, Ba'ad and Ma'ud. Ba'ad means after. Ba'ad, after. Ba'ad and Ma'ud. Ma'ud is death. Do we have any proof on earth that there's life after death?
Yes,
you do.
Can you tell me?
Do we have any other proof? Somebody may say, who's the field? Can you tell me something that everybody says is dead? But it brings life again. Yes.
Yeah.
A thief. A thief by scientific definition is a dead thing. And it dies out and all the life goes. It's called a dead thing. Dead thief. That's what it is. Not living thief. It's a dead thief. You put a dead tree in the earth, and in the right conditions are brought about, life comes from that dead tree. Sunshine, water, the right heat will bring life from that dead tree. But is there something else? Yes. What about the dead earth? Were things always living on the earth? No. These things that are living on the earth now came from the dead earth. From the dead earth. Alright, so we have some proof. So Allah gives us proof that He created and He can make dead living. In the Quran, Allah tells us, I make living dead and I make dead living. In your own body, there is life growing out of dead things. And there are dead things growing out of living things. In your own body, there is dead hair growing out of your living head. Is that right? All right. Dead fingernails growing out of your living fingers. Is that right? Yes. Yeah. And then you put dead thought in your body. Dead thought in your body. And many other dead things you put in your body. But they go into your system and become living things. They start growing inside your system. Okay, so I'm going to leave you now, and I hope you become wise Muslims so we can heal wise brothers. And we won't get anything ready. Because we are killing the power inside his mind, right? All right. And who's going to close out with our fancy hockey day? We could do it. Did we get a sister last time? So we have to have a brother last time. How about you? Will you do it? Do we have a sister?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have to have a sister close out with our fancy hockey day. This sister can say our fancy hockey day. No problem. Can you say, maybe I don't think you have enough time, I know what I mean when I say I thank God. The opening prayer that began, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There should be some girls who don't know that. No girls? These girls are shy. Okay, here's a, we found a Bismillah. Yeah, here's one, but we want Bismillah back here. We can read it from here. And I'm going to sit here and see if I can get complete silence for you. When we listen to the Muslims' Lord's Prayer, we do not talk.
move about. We just listen and be silent. And that makes us talk. Allah wants us to learn how to control our hands and our mouth. That makes us strong when you can control your mouth, your tongue, your hands, everything. Control your talk. Allah wants us to get the strength to control everything about ourselves for good. Do it for good, for the sake of doing good and being good and being smart. You'll never get smart if you can't control your tongue and your hands. All right? Okay, Sister Lisa next. Sister Jamila.
I'm going to take a look at the